It had been a long time since Jesse had seen or spoken to anyone in Anthony D'Angelo's family. For the first few years after he was killed, there had been a lot of contact between the PPD, Paradise Town officials, and the family. But everyone had since moved on. It was the nature of things. Word was Anthony's folks had retired to the Carolinas somewhere. His wife had remarried and moved down to Chelsea. Every time one of his cops would tell a story involving Anthony, or sometimes on the date marking the anniversary of his murder, Jesse would consider calling D'Angelo's parents or his wife. He could never think of what to say or how to make it not be awkward. It was strange how he had managed to be a comfort to so many homicide victims' families, but couldn't find the words for Anthony's family. Maybe that was why it had taken him this long to check on Drake Daniels' story about having grown up with Anthony, and about how Anthony had shared the details of Tammy Portugal's murder. Once again, Jesse had thought about calling, but decided dropping by the address in Chelsea on his way to the AA meeting at the Episcopal Church was the right thing to do. Sophia lived near Mary O'Malley Park, in a red brick house on the Admiral's Hill section of Chelsea. Jesse parked his Explorer on the street, and in the fading daylight rang the doorbell. "Coming," said a woman on the other side of the door. When the door pulled back, both Sophia and Jesse stood in silence. "Chief Stone?" She tilted her head, trying to make sense of the man at her door.
"Jesse, what a... I'm sorry. Come in, come in."
"Hello, Sophia." He offered his hand as she moved to embrace him, and then, seeing each had misread the other, switched. They stopped and laughed. They hugged. Jesse followed Sophia into the kitchen.
"Sit, sit. Can I get you something to drink?" she asked. "I'm getting dinner ready for the kids."
"No, thank you." They exchanged the expected small talk. Sophia explained about how she had met Ronnie on a dating site, and they had hit it off immediately. That Ronnie had a good job at an investment banking firm, and that they had two kids, both boys, the oldest named Anthony. Ronnie insisted. Jesse kept it simple, talking mostly about Molly, Suit, and Peter. He kept the conversation far away from his personal life.
"So, Jesse, not that I'm not glad to see you, but why are you here after all this time?
Do you remember if Anthony ever mentioned a friend named Drake?"
"Drake Daniels," she said,
making a face not unlike Clarissa Vanderkamp had made at the mention of James Earl.
"I remember Drake."
"I take it you didn't like him much."
"How about not at all? Anthony and him grew up together. You know how it is growing up with somebody. You don't see their faults because, well, you're friends, and you don't see them or you look past them."
"Uh-huh."
"Well, that was Anthony. He couldn't see what a jerk Drake was."
"How so?"
"What's this about, Jesse?"
Jesse explained about how Felicity Wildford was found in the school parking lot with the word "slut" written across her belly in red lipstick. He told her about how Drake Daniels spotted the similarities between the Wildford case and Tammy Portugal's murder. Daniels said Anthony had shared the details of the murder scene. Sophia bowed her head, turning away from Jesse.
"You have no idea how badly that murder scene affected Anthony. He had bad dreams about that poor woman's body left out there in the middle of the parking lot."
"So Anthony would have shared the details with Drake?" She nodded. "Sophia, if you don't mind me asking, why did you think Drake was a jerk?"
He didn't like people."
"People?"
"Black people, especially, but other people too."
"What other people?"
"Pretty much everybody who wasn't white or Christian."
Jesse bought what she was saying, but he felt there was something else. "There's more to it than that, isn't there, Sophia?"
"One time, Anthony went out to get some beer for us. And Drake, he cornered me in the kitchen, and he tried forcing me to do something. I was going to tell Anthony, I was, but I was afraid he would do something stupid and get in trouble."
"I miss him sometimes, Jesse,"
But sometimes I forget what he sounded like or felt like. Are you happy now?
Very.
Anthony would be good with that, Jesse said. That's what counts. Jesse had gotten what he came for, but it didn't necessarily clear anything up. Daniels had told the truth. Anthony D'Angelo had shared the details of the Portugal murder. And if Sophia was to be believed, Daniels was also a racist and a molester. Did that mean he had anything to do with what had been done to Felicity Wildford? Maybe not. But maybe it did.